Blossom Deary, that's her real name, has been a fixture on the New York nightclub scene for decades. The singer-pianist is known for her girlish voice, unusual choice of material, and for her jazz-influenced style of singing. Karen Michelle visited Ms. Deary in New York and prepared this profile.
Most artists won't stop talking about themselves. Blossom Deary is quite the opposite.
I'd rather not go into this biography. I find it boring.
My name is Blossom. I was raised in a lion's den. My name is Blossom. I was raised in a lion's den. My nightly occupation is stealing other women's men.
Blossom Deary's past is actually far from boring. It's rumored that the singer won't talk about it because she's reluctant to reveal her age, fearing that the truth will alienate younger listeners.
I'm an evil, evil woman, but I want to do a man some good. I'm Gina Lola Brigida. I ain't Red Riding Hood.
It's partly Blossom Deary's past that draws an audience. That, the quality of her music, and curiosity about her unusual name.
My Christian name is Margrethe, which is Norwegian, or Margaret. And Deary is the family name. But Blossom is the name that was given to me by my family. I've always liked it. Everybody likes it.
Blossom, oh Blossom, sing me a song as I open a bottle of wine. Please will you play your piano and warm up my room. Blossom, the day.
Blossom Deary was born sometime in the 1920s in upstate New York, but the late 1940s she had become part of the New York City jazz scene, hanging out with Miles Davis, his arranger Gil Evans, baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan, and singer Dave Lambert. They'd get together to listen to and talk about the music Evans would bring home from the public library. He was the only one with a library card.
And I learned a lot about music from those fellows, really. They were very part of my early musical education.
These experiences clearly influenced her singing style, according to journalist Will Friedwald, author of the book Jazz Singing.
Blossom is so relaxed and warm, and I think a lot of that would come from her work with jazz musicians and her work in jazz circles, which she was famous for, and not famous for, but which certainly occupied the earlier part of her life.
On this 1948 recording, in the merry land of bop, Blossom Deary joins Buddy Stewart and Dave Lambert. Lambert later formed the influential vocal jazz trio Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Even then, more than 40 years ago, Blossom Deary had the whispery little girlish voice that she has today. The way Blossom Deary attacks a lyric is far from predictable, and in the way of older-than-ingenue women, sexy.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow.
A good deal of Blossom Deary's repertoire relies on humor.
Mm-hmm, I know, it used to be called deadpan humor. I don't know what it would be called now, but I think years ago it was called deadpan humor. That's the kind of humor that I can portray. I can't do other kind of humorous things, you know.
Blossom Deary can make a funny song really funny, and she can also make a seemingly funny song dead serious.
Well, I'm Hip is a humorous song, and it's so humorous that it requires that kind of simplicity or deadpan to put it over, I think. I can't see a funny person singing I'm Hip. It just wouldn't come across. The song Is There Anything Better Than Dancing is a beautiful song, which I thought was a humorous song, but as I sing it, people, they don't think it's humorous at all. I'll do a few bars if I'm hip.
I'm hip, I'm square, I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm aware. I'm on top of every scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read People magazine, 'cause I'm hip.
Funny song, And the other one that is not funny, but when I sing it, but it's very beautiful. Is there anything better than dancing? When the orchestra's packed up and gone, but the music's still working its voodoo, and that tune's in your head, is there anything better than dancing? Now, if you want to hear the rest of that song, you'll have to come to the ballroom.
For the past 8 years, Blossom Deary has played the same Manhattan nightclub, always the early show at 6:30, so that she and the working people in her audience can get home to bed. And Blossom Deary has a loyal following, says jazz journalist Will Friedwald.
But the strong point of her work is that she brings to the cabaret style and the cabaret itself a touch of a jazz influence, which is one of the things that's enabled her to keep going, I think, for so many years and to be so popular and to have such a steady following. I think part of it is that she has this jazz influence, and she's very different from your typical idea of a cabaret singer.
Over the years, Blossom Deary has put out nearly 20 albums. 4 are currently available on her own label, Daffodil Records, and there's another on PolyGram. While she's well past the age of the MTV generation, Blossom Deary has plans beyond the compact disc.
Well, I'm going to do at least a 15-minute video, and I would like it to be an hour, but we'll see how it goes.
For the forward-thinking Blossom Deary, laser discs can't be far behind. For National Public Radio, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Alex Chadwick.